Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomest place in the universe, crabdiving.com. Maybe second or third. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours for your ear holes live. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And just before the show, you were talking about a picture or an article you shared on our
Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Someone, a Photoshop expert over at BuzzFeed, took the time to take a picture of Trump, Donald J. Trump. And you know how he's got that obvious orange spray tanny thing going?
It's ridiculous.
But he also obviously wears goggles of some sort or some kind of eye protection that
it looks strange.
It's got to be a spray tan. I can't imagine him laying naked in a spray booth, in a tanning booth or whatever.
Somebody's into that.
You think they have to, like, and I'm only half joking, like, when you get that spray tan, who knows how far he goes? Does he just do the head and the hands the public sees? Or do people, like, have to lift up his man tits to spray under that? Is it like a...
Do they even out the sack?
Because, you know, I'll bet they stand around him and spray him and lift up the folds.
God.
But anyway, he...
Obviously
wears eye protection, so that right around his eyes is always 18 to 20 shades lighter than the rest of the orangey hue that he has. And this Photoshop person, she took... And she copied the color and the skin tone from that section.
Yeah, yeah.
And since that's what probably his regular skin color is, she made that the rest of the skin around
his face.
And it's really disturbing, isn't it?
What was the color called? Uncooked pork?
Yeah.
I mean, he looks, you know.
Been under the hood too long.
Right. And listen, most of America, you know, nobody's a supermodel.
Right.
I get it. But like... How is America getting behind this guy that spray tans?
What was wrong with that? I'm sure they all like manscape in some form or another.
Dude? It's kind of fucking stupid. I mean, I don't mean to be a fucking asshole,
right,
but like, what is it in our culture that says we want our skin to be like a wallet?
Like Boehner.
Oh, yeah.
The former Speaker of the House, the orange guy, the Oompa
Loompa. How the fuck are people like saying, oh, Trump is a man of the people? If you live in fucking southern Alabama in some fucking trailer park, this guy spray tans. He's got guys lifting up his moobs.
You mean
shading under his fucking
sack.
His life is nothing like yours. He has no idea what your life is like, what you go through.
Right. Absolutely.
He doesn't know you from fucking jack. You know what
somebody
I mean?
I heard earlier, I don't remember where or when, but somebody quoted an Ann Richards quote.
Yes.
She rest in quiet solitude.
The hair governor, right? Ann Richards didn't...
Texas?
Yeah, she was a governor of Texas and W beat her out, right?
Yes, she was the one who had that...
Hair.
Yeah, she said George the First
was born with a silver foot in his mouth, remember, at the convention. She had a great speech. She also had a great line, apparently, where she said, George W. I think she was talking about W. Possibly the father. It doesn't matter. It's the point of the quote doesn't matter. But she said he was born on third base and runs around in life claiming he hit a triple.
Wow.
What a great analogy, right? Or that's metaphor true. Or simile or
well, he hit a triple. He had a triple and then, I don't know, got caught in a rundown and had to make his way back to second base. Haven't we read articles that said, had he just put...
Oh, Trump you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, wait, who are you talking about?
I just mean those assholes in general. The privileged dickwads, just the sense of entitlement. The fact that he's bitching and crying and moaning about the fact that he might have to follow the rules and get 1,237 delegates.
Yeah.
And if he comes short, then he's going to throw a temper tantrum if they don't just give it to him.
He's a little bitch.
Why would you give it to me? Well, those are the rules. I'm sorry.
Sometimes.
Them's the rules, brother.
Sometimes old, rich, straight, white dudes can be little fucking bitches when they aren't winning or when they don't get what they want.
Pretending to be straight.
Yes. But this is
not Donald. I don't think there's anything.
Who knows, man?
Remotely.
Sucky.
But
they just can't stand to not get what they want. They're little fucking babies.
Which I get. We don't get what we want all the time, but
no, fucking course damn. Not.
We don't shut down the whole venture because of that. That's the Ted Cruz style of governing. Let's think about that. If Donald doesn't get it, I guess it would probably, the odds are it's going to be Ted fucking Cruz, and he shut down the government just cause.
Oh yeah, he didn't give
just
a fuck
for look at me. It didn't accomplish anything. It accomplished nothing except a 24, what did they say? $22-24 billion dollar hole in the economy for that year. Thanks. Because of what he ended up shutting down.
He didn't like this guy's policy. So he's burning the whole thing fucking down. This is why.
From the minority, we couldn't have our way, he says.
Yeah. If anybody listening out there isn't, if you aren't familiar with like straight, white, old guys who are rich. Go to a Starbucks and you watch one of these lunatics order a drink, and then you see the bitching and the moaning they put up.
Yeah.
If there's not a 5/8 of an inch of foam in their latte, or if their cappuccino's too fucking dry, it's not bone dry.
Yeah, go to
fuck you.
Go to one of those in the financial district and just watch the parade of assholery of these are the people who are really running the country.
Yeah.
We're finding out more and more thanks to these goddamn Panama Papers. I got more news about that shit today.
You're talking about fucking white people, man. I'm a white person, but fuck. My friend Simon Gibson, he's a comic in L.A., very fucking funny. He's got this bit. He used to work at this goddamn designer coffee shop somewhere in Silver Lake. It was so fucking expensive. And one time, a celebrity came in here. I'm not naming the name because this is his story, whatever. A celebrity came in there with fucking bicycle pants on, his nads all showing and stuff.
Gross.
But it was like, I want a bone dry cappuccino.
What does that mean?
And it's got to be bone dry.
No water?
That's what he said.
Did he give him a cup full of beans?
Yeah.
Here, fucker.
Bone dry. I want a bone dry.
What does
dry.
That mean?
It means mostly foam, which is stupid, which would make it a macchiato. An espresso, which is foam, is a fucking macchiato.
Former coffee artist.
Yeah, it's Starbucks. That place, that's evil corporate America ruining every goddamn good coffee shop in this fucking country. I'll tell you that.
Well, evil corporate everything ruins everything. That's what we're finding is these big giant multinational conglomerates. We just have pulled back the foreskin on the wrinkled old cock.
Do you tan that?
What's going on with these Panama Papers. And no Americans yet have been shown to be in it. Yet, only because the journalist, the people that got it was a German journalist. They did spread it around the world, but they've been focusing on, just other names. And stuff, like FIFA, one FIFA guy and the prime minister of we talked about it yesterday. I thought they were talking about the previous prime minister in Iceland, who I thought they was doing time already, or might be doing time already. Because, they did kind of the opposite that we did when the banking...
They didn't just start sucking everybody's dick?
They told the banks to get fucked through the bankers in jail.
Shit.
And
that's not what we did at all, right?
Dissolved their parliament and started over, too.
Did we do that or no?
No.
Here, let me suck you off. You fucked the whole country over. Let me bail you out and give you a little blowjob.
So then, but it's the current, or no, as of today, breaking news, the formerly current, as of yesterday, currently former Prime Minister of Iceland, he bailed finally under pressure. They had, I forget what the number was. I think it was 10 to 20,000 people were protesting, demanding his resignation.
How many people fucking live there?
Well, that's the thing. It turns out it was like a significant portion of the whole goddamn country's population showed up.
That many people
to protest.
Do you need laws? I'm serious.
That's, of course,
like,
you do.
You can't even fit that population would fit comfortably. Comfortably into Wrigley Field.
Were we talking about that offline where I looked up...
Crab diving offline.
I looked up Greenland for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the story was the other day. I didn't do it on the show. We didn't get to it, but it was Greenland passed gay marriage.
Okay.
A same-sex marriage, I guess.
They even have enough people to get married
over there.
Well,
there you go. And I was, that's what I thought. So I wanted to see what the population of Greenland was, and... It's like 50-something thousand.
You need
the entire giant, massive island, right, of Greenland.
I'll tell you this. They need gay marriage over there. If you're going to have marriage, you got to have gay marriage. You got to have straight marriage. You got to have any kind of marriage because your options
are
unlimited.
Even if they're, you know, what, let's say 5%. You can take debates on what percentage of gay people are in the world, I think it's higher than it was ever estimated, because everybody's fucking afraid to ever come out.
How many people are in Greenland?
56,483 as of 2013.
Gay people.
Right. No, there would be
in Greenland
5% would be 2,700.
Okay. Well, are you telling me though that you're doing the same percentage of the population that's gay in any other part of the world? You're talking about Greenland. Who the fuck wants? Who's living in Greenland? That's
Go to Greenland?
No, I don't.
Come on.
I'm surprised people go there. Anybody goes there.
Well, obviously they had to pass gay marriage. Somebody wanted it. Somebody had to ask for it.
Hey, who wants this? Who wants it? Raise your hand. Hey, you know what? I love Greenland because there's that funny clip on YouTube of that is a gigantic sea lion or a sea cow or something. He waddles up onto a dock, and he scooches his way towards this little compact car. And
this wasn't that Chris Christie at the beach footage.
Oh, yeah. It was Chris Christie. Okay. Chris Christie proceeded to destroy a truck by belly flopping on. Have you seen this? This gigantic I don't know what it is. It's a sea lion. It's a walrus. A huge fucking thing. Belly flops over and over again on a car and just pulverizes the motherfucker. Nobody knows why. He came out of the fucking water and was mad as fuck.
Maybe the guy cut him off in traffic or something.
He like barrels out. He's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. He just starts beating on the car and nobody can do shit.
I love fucking Flaming Hot Cheetos, but let me just tell you, do not ever under any circumstances sit in front of the television set and eat a whole bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos and then think your morning poo is going to be anything other than just straight up fire painful. I'm just saying, I'm just public service announcement. I know that's probably not proper talking for the radio, but I'm just telling you, do not eat a whole big old bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos while you're sitting in front of the TV, because your butthole's going to hate you come morning. I'm just saying.
That was the wrong Hollywood Hick clip, but that one's fucking funny. Listen to the Hollywood Hick.
Yeah, there's not a wrong clip.
On the 7s here, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. streaming on the network. Yeah. Also, go to iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com to download previous episodes of the Hollywood Hick. Fucking hilarious, ladies and gentlemen. He goes that for 55 minutes nonstop. Man can talk.
Has the Hick made up with his butthole yet?
Think his butthole in here.
Well, don't eat those flaming hot Cheetos. That's stupid. Those are
great.
Oh, fuck your stomach up, man.
Well, you don't eat a whole thing of them. That's the problem. TV? Yeah.
The fuck was he watching? What do you think he was watching? Mob Wives?
Or playing video games?
Oh, does he play video games?
Yeah, he sometimes plays video games.
Jeez.
So there's a lot going on in the world.
How
dare you?
I'm sorry.
I like to play video games.
Okay, well.
and he's younger than I am.
I'm gonna shoot people.
Here is what's going on in the world.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, April 5th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Is there something good on there?
No, I just was closing a different one.
Okay.
Here we go. What we were just talking about, it says, it begins, first government falls from Panama. The prime minister of Iceland has resigned.
Because of those Panamanian papers?
In those papers, they found out that he and his wife were connected to and owned parts of some offshore shenaniganery.
What's wrong with that?
It's illegal because he didn't disclose it when he became prime minister.
Oh, shit.
And at one point, I think we talked about it a little bit yesterday, that he had sold all of his stake in it to his wife for $1. You know, one of these bullshit transactions where they're dodging taxes and dodging all this stuff. So Iceland's prime minister, Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson.
Nine! What do they speak of? Do they have
Icelandic.
You have 50,000 people or whatever it is over there. You need a language. Are you kidding me?
Well,
let's walk around with notepads.
What do you want them to say?
Charades. Well, then they have to actually say something. I don't know. Icelandic. It just seems like a lot of effort for not a lot of people.
Well, yeah.
Don't let them talk. Sorry. You guys don't get to talk. It's not...
I think Bjork is batshit, but I'd really like Bjork music.
Yeah, she's the most famous Icelandic person.
Right.
Is it true they all speak Bjork? That's their language?
They do. There's a little Bjork for you.
I'm not a fan of Bjork. Ever since she killed that swan and made a dress out of it for the Oscars that year, fuck her.
She killed fashion, but I don't know if she killed that swan.
It's a live swan.
I think it was great because it's a big fuck you to all that bullshit.
Yeah. Bjork is awesome.
So these Panama Papers, Gunnlaugsson is the first prominent casualty from these revelations from these Panama Papers.
You're telling me Trump doesn't have anything going on?
Well, we don't know yet. That's the thing. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
They haven't announced any Americans yet. And I told you offline,
before the show,
that, by the way, tweet us during the show if you want to communicate with us at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING on the Twitter.
Shout out to Bag of Farts. Thanks for liking our tweet.
Bag of Farts. Not Bag of Hearts either. It's Bag of Farts. We're so proud of our followers. So Gunnlaugsson asked Iceland's president to dissolve parliament because of a looming no confidence vote. After mass street protests over the revelations, you know, the Iceland people ain't putting up with no shit no more after the housing or the financial crisis.
Yeah, but they live in Iceland.
Well, but they still.
What else are you going to do? Well, oh, there's a protest. There's something to do outside.
Well, that
I'll do
probably.
It. I've watched everything on Netflix.
Not all that there's inaccurate.
Nothing, there's nothing to fucking do, man.
They've got plenty to do there.
Okay.
They've got bars and shit and clubs.
Right. Okay. I'll stop you right there. I agree with you. Okay, name me five things to do, and you can't say a bar. You can't say drink.
You can go ice fishing.
Ugh, God.
And,
so
and
fucking horrible.
Ice picnicking. And
no
ice.
More ice activities. One ice activity.
Go play ice frisbee out somewhere.
Ice frisbee.
Ice golf.
That sucks. Ice frisbee? I like that.
China. The Beijing government is saying the reports are groundless that families of President Xi Jinping and other current former Chinese leaders are linked to offshore accounts. How dare you?
Why do they give a shit? I mean, they got leaders linked to that shit. There's no who's going to arrest them.
The father of current Prime Minister David Cameron, his name popped up as having shenanigans, being involved in these offshore accounts. hiding money.
Right. Did you hear that John Cleese commented and said it was very cheeky?
Very cheeky.
Very cheeky. Cheeky.
He called them all cunts.
Scruff. What are they? Scruffing? Schluff? What is that word? Chuffed.
Chuff is good, though.
Oh. Well, I'm non-chuffed.
The 11.5 million documents Scruffed. Were leaked. Scruffed is the gay app, isn't it?
Right, right. Chuffed.
The 11.5 million documents were leaked from this Panamanian law firm of Mossack Fonseca.
No!
They, some of the names that they've already said are connected, are friends of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Oh, shit, man.
Relatives of leaders of China, Britain, Iceland, and Pakistan, and the president himself of Ukraine.
Any baseball players for the St. Louis Cardinals named?
Not yet. They're causing public outrage worldwide over how the world's rich and powerful.
Oh, shit.
Can stash and slide and slither their cash around
Fuck
to
this,
avoid
man.
Taxes while everybody else, while they're telling everybody else to suffer and take the austerity, you assholes.
You know what we should do? Round these fuckers up, these rich assholes up on this, these Panamanian paper, whatever the fuck this is. Put them on an island. Listen to me. Let them, give them their money in cash. Get, let them take the only thing they're allowed to take on that. Now let them live on that fucking island with just their fucking cash that they love so much. No food, no clothes.
Can we film it? Can we make it a reality show?
Yeah. No, I want to forget that they ever existed.
Billionaire oligarch survivor?
Yeah. They're going to have to eat $20 bills. They probably don't know what a $20 bill looks like. How much money do you think?
$20 bill.
Do these assholes keep
cash.
Their- yeah.
When have they, the last time any of them saw cash? Why would they need to?
Yeah. You ever hang out with somebody, you can just tell he's rich because he's
yes.
thumbing through the $100 bills in his
yeah,
billfold
that's
just
painful.
On a normal night out?
God. So there you go. That's the headline. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post, it begins.
Fuck
the first
then.
Government falls from the Panama Papers.
Oh, my God. It's so irritating. By the way.
But again, would that happen here?
What?
Well, let's see the outrage, how high it goes, what government people might be involved once names start getting out. But is there going to be protests in the streets like the brave people of Iceland?
Yeah, maybe.
Come on.
Maybe. Occupy. Explain Occupy then.
Well, you're right. I just don't think 1/10 of the population is good. I don't think 30 million people are going to march.
It's so much. You don't understand, man. It's so much easier to mobilize everybody in Iceland. They're all in one big Google meetup group. Just show up. Show up.
Show up. You just
do it.
Get a loudspeaker on the roof in Reykjavik and you'll hit probably 90% of the population.
Do they fucking speak English over there?
Yeah, they fucking speak English there.
I want to go do stand up.
Bjork speaks English, doesn't she?
Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. She speaks Swan.
She's kind of got the weird voice like this.
Yeah. And we should go do a show over in Iceland. How good would it have to be? There is
crab diving from Iceland?
To fucking, to make money.
In
July. Everyone will come.
In July.
Well, the fucking summer might be in a different time of month over there. A year, not a month.
No, it's on our side of the equator.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I know where
Australia
is, roughly.
Huh?
I know where Iceland is. I don't want to fly there. I'll tell you that much. We can take a boat.
I'm not taking a fucking boat to Iceland.
That's probably more dangerous, right?
Yeah, I would think. Yeah. I would think the boat to Iceland is...
God, I hate when you see, like, movies about storms and hurricanes and shit, and they always show, like, a giant freighter. It looks so small in the middle of the water, like the sides of a building getting tossed around, and all the containers fall off the side. Oh. Into the fucking cold, dark ocean water. Or you can be ripped from the sky. The whole plane gets pulled apart. Oh, my God. What happened to that French airliner? It just flew out in the middle of the ocean, and then the next second it's ripped to shreds, and everybody's like, flying through the sky. I'm dead. Fuck that.
The Reykjavik Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Is...
I want to apply. How hard can it be? Does anybody do it?
Festival Stimpla Sigla Kigla in Ifirasem ein Starsi Green Viol Islandi. I don't speak Icelandic. This webpage.
You didn't take that in high school in Southside?
Iceland. Yeah, there's a lot of call for that in Chicago.
Today we're going to work on the Icelandic alphabet. Fuck you.
Apparently, at one point, there was a comedy festival.
Oh, shit.
There's Golden Gong Comedy Club.
Golden Gong.
In Reykjavik.
Okay. Wow.
That may be about it. I looked up comedy clubs in Reykjavik. There apparently is one.
Let me tell you something. If you go to Reykjavik, you're not funny. They'll throw you the fuck right out of that country. It's like they did their prime minister or whoever he is. They don't put up with any shenanigans.
Stand-up comedy. So here's a funny story. Number 4 was their most recent event.
So here's
at Golden Gong Comedy.
Oh, it's a storytelling show.
Oh, God. Reykjavik. So there you go when you, or okay. Next time you head over to Iceland, ladies and gentlemen.
Go to the Golden Dong.
We can see what the headline is over the Drudge Report. See what the other half is not thinking about.
Who knows what they're not about these Panama Papers. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I would think not. Bernie, the headline says, amps
socialist.
Amps up contested convention talk.
Come on, really?
Leads over to a... it's looking more and more like, especially we'll see what happens today, by the way, big fucking day. My second home state of Wisconsin are getting their asses out and voting today in both primaries for the Democratic side.
That's your second home state?
I would think so.
Is Texas your third?
No, I would say this is my third. I moved from Illinois to Wisconsin.
You lived in Texas for a long time playing country music.
Tiny, tiny amount of time.
Oh, okay.
It felt like a really long time, but it was just months, really.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin was second, and then I would consider this my third home state.
Oh, okay. Cool. Where do we get your bio if we want to read it? I want to read it.
PatrickVile.com. Bernie Sanders is, according to The Hill, this is the link from the Drudge Report.
That's a fucking, that Hill is a fucking conservative rag,
it's not.
A lot of pro-gun bullshit on that thing.
But it's not like WND level. It's Breitbart. No. It's more mainstream, but leans right.
They're idiots or subdued over there.
Bernie Sanders' campaign manager, it says.
Yes.
Insisted on Tuesday that the Vermont senator will win the nomination over Hillary Clinton. He says, when we arrive at the convention, it will be an open convention, likely with neither candidate having a majority of pledged delegates, he says. So this guy is, the math that he's doing says that he doesn't think Clinton is going to reach the number 2,383, which is what you need to lock up the nomination.
Okay.
He thinks even with these super delegates and everything that Sanders is going to have enough. And then part of it too is the Sanders campaign is making the argument, look at all the numbers. When we get to the convention, he wants to convince the super delegates that have already pledged to support Hillary Clinton, which this whole super delegate thing is a little bit of shenanigans. And I don't understand why in the first place they would have to commit so early on. Like, I mean, a lot of these super delegates were committed to her before Bernie had even entered the campaign. You know, so they were like, well, we've decided we're going to vote for Hillary no matter what. So part of Bernie's strategy might be to try to woo the super delegates who aren't bound by who they say they've been supporting and say, look, I beat them all by bigger numbers.
Okay.
In all the polls, he wins by much larger margins over all the plethora of lunacy from the other side.
Okay. Jeez.
So that's what they're talking about here is that Bernie is
plethora.
Bernie's people are talking about more, the possibility of a contested convention on the Democrat side, which would be fucking amazing.
Do you buy
1-2 punch?
Do you buy the narrative that Bernie's waging an unfair campaign against Hillary, or do you think that's bullshit?
I think that he is being a lot softer than the Republicans are certainly going to be. I mean, the worry is he's not setting fire to the party like Trump did on the other side. So the comparisons, when people compare what Bernie's doing on the Democrat side to the...
It's
fucking bullshit. So maybe he's tossing a couple of shots at Hillary about her credibility and stuff like that, which is what some of the main questions are that a lot of the people who are Democrats but ain't feeling the Hill that much. It's part of their concerns, is part of her credibility, for right or wrong. They may be buying into the decades of shit slinging from the monkeys on the right.
Yummy.
Or they may just have formed their own opinion and think that she's just not on the up and up. But I think he's, you know, taking the gloves off a little bit, but nowhere near anything that she's going to get from the Republican side once the nomination is decided.
Yeah. And I just don't buy it. I don't buy that he's running a dirty campaign. And a little of it is
kabuki. Well, yeah, a little of it's kabuki. The other side is like, oh, I can't believe he's going personal. Oh, and then Bernie's side does it too. They're like, oh, I can't believe that Hillary, I saw her telling people the polls were closed in Nevada.
I mean, what are you supposed to do?
It's just not Arizona.
What are you
wherever, whichever.
Yeah, get that weird. What are you supposed to do though if you're campaigning against someone? You can't be totally positive the whole fucking time. What are you supposed to do? Stand up there and tell you the reasons you should vote for Hillary?
Right, and they tried for a while.
God damn it!
And they did really well, but then you know, at some point, you got to draw a distinction. And when it's so close, and the gloves are going to come off, people want to win, and you're going up against the Clintons.
Right.
The 007s of politics. I mean, these people.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. They're worried about Bernie waging a dirty campaign against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. That's why when.
Maybe I just don't.
When she said, well, when her campaign came out with that, well, we're not sure about this next debate. We're worried about the tone of the campaign.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
That lasted about 8 seconds because even people on Hillary's side were like,
come on. The tone.
Yeah. Just wait.
What do you think?
Wait until the orange guy is talking about. Did you ever hear your husband fucking somebody else in the hallway while you were sitting there?
Who knows? Maybe he's gonna come out and say, "Hey, a lot of people don't know this, but I had sex with Hillary back in 1993."
God, who knows what's going on? I banged her.
And who knows?
Maybe a couple of these names are gonna pop up on the Panama files.
Oh yeah.
And who knows, the other question, the other alleged scandal is this Ted Cruz thing where the Ted Cruz,
are you talking about
mistresses
the
thing won't
the sex
go away
scandal?
Yeah,
there's, I haven't heard shit about this.
There something went out on, I think it's WikiLeaks, a couple of days ago that they're saying could be these documents. Remember, on we talked about it on the show. Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this great show. Download us if you download us from iTunes or Stitcher. Hey, we would appreciate some thumbs up and, you know, a good review. That's all we ask for your time, for our time.
Right.
I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about.
Right. Shit.
I got sidetracked.
Either. God, I'm over here answering.
I went into promo mode.
Let me answer this stupid fucking email from work real quick. Tell this guy, man. By the way, go to our portal and buy some shit on Amazon so we can quit these goddamn.
Save Ryan from his day job.
We'll save you from your day job. Let's save everybody from their day job. Kate, save us.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon if you're going to buy anything.
It doesn't cost you anything.
Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything. It just helps us out. It
makes no difference to you. It only helps us.
It screws an oligarch. How's that?
Does it really?
Well, it doesn't screw him.
Not really. We're talking about.
I think Amazon's going to make money without us.
We're talking about an affiliate program from Amazon. We're talking about these Panama Papers.
Right.
How much money did these people just shit out?
Well, hence the rightful outrage from the Panama Papers. But like you said, I'm having a hard time over here on the Drudge Report finding a link to anything about these Panama. Oh, there we go. Fallout. Icelandic PM resigns, it says.
Where's he going to go, though? Like, it's okay. I resigned from my place in Iceland. Why don't they just exile him?
Oh, great. Southern California braces for summer blackouts to the Porter Ranch gas leak.
Oh, shit.
This is that giant earth fart that these assholes caused.
How are we going to do the crabs with no fucking electricity?
Well,
dude?
Exactly. We got to get
solar.
Got to get one of those. You know what I just saw, and I thought it was a great idea, is the technology. I think it you can buy these. I think it exists. It's a stationary bike, but it's souped up so much that I think I might be lying, but I'm pretty sure it's an hour. If you spend an hour on the bike, on this recumbent, you know, you're sitting on, sitting down, pedaling, it stores the power that you generate so well and so efficiently that you could power your house for a whole day. So 1 hour on the bike, 24 hours of power. And wow. I don't really have a problem with that. I would.
1 hour equals 24 hours of power?
If you ride this bike that they're selling now, you could help power your house by getting your fat ass onto a stationary bike.
Motherfucker.
And all this shit is getting more and more, more and more efficient. Solar is more efficient than ever now. And I just saw they just invented a clear, see-through solar panel. So every window in the future can be a solar panel.
Oh, cool.
And generating power. You're not going to need
coal. What if a bird shits on it? Does
you're not going to need... You'd wash it. You're not going to need coal. You're not going to need nuclear.
Nuclear.
With all the solar technology. And they have sidewalks in Europe that they're testing. Not only solar sidewalks, not only solar streets.
I love
but
that.
But sidewalks that are pressure pads that the weight of cars driving over them or people walking over them set off little oscillator type things or whatever, but generate mechanical power.
Yeah, yeah.
So every car that drives over it, it generates a little bit of juice. You're recapturing the kinetic energy and converting it into electrical.
Synthetic. Well, hey, I have an idea. This is a great idea. I just solved what Michelle Obama has been trying to fix, obesity and her energy crisis. And I'm about to spatter in a bit of socialism in there. Here's what we do. We have a big giant gym in each city or town or whatever, in a reasonable walking distance from your house. It's a power station, right? Everybody gets a card.
Oh, well, see now.
No. Listen, everybody gets a card with a barcode.
Now it's sounding like we should all have uniforms.
You don't know what I'm going to say. You go to this power station. You go to one of these machines.
If you want your power, you will sit there and work, you fat ass.
I go to the gym anyway. I spend a half hour on the fucking elliptical.
I think you should not conscript people
Listen, I spend a half hour on that elliptical. I put my card in. Bam.
They had those horrible.
That goes on my account for how much energy I could use.
In the late 1800s and early 1900s, they had those horrible stair stepper generators in prisons. In England and in...
Really?
They looked like giant paddle wheels. And instead of... You know how a paddle wheel would... You put it in the water, and the water moves the paddles and generates electricity. Well, this is people stepping on the paddles. And they would make the prisoners, for hours, take these steps and keep stepping and stepping and stepping and stepping.
I mean, dude, you could do it with aerobic machines and weight bearing shit too, because it's a repetition. It generates some sort of power.
I think you should have the option, but
you want to be okay. Here's the option:
conscript people.
You get to be in shape.
How about the government puts in fucking solar everywhere, and nobody has to worry about it, and give us free healthcare so we can get fat and have heart attacks and die?
No. But you could either be in shape and live in the light, or you can be a big fat fuck in the dark all day. It's your choice. In Ryanville, have fun, and don't pray. I'm gonna come get you.
Oh, listen to that.
And mandatory blowjobs every Saturday afternoon in the town fucking square. So fuck you.
State officials are warning in California that we may experience as many as 14 days of blackouts this summer.
Why?
Due to the massive methane.
Oh, shit.
Say it the way our friends across the pond say it.
Hello, methane.
Methane leak in Aliso Canyon. The Aliso Canyon storage facility up in the hills over Porter Ranch up here in the valley, northern part of Los Angeles area. Is now at 1/5 of its capacity due to a well leak. Officials say it could potentially take months to bring it back online. So this is the storage facility.
Wow, fuck.
In the meantime, local power plants will be without a key source of natural gas.
Oh, shit.
So again, we need to get away from burning these fucking fossil fuels.
Man, it's a waste. It's a loser game.
Aliso Canyon supplies gas to 17 of the power plants for us here in the Los Angeles Basin, including 4 operated by DWP. That's who we have.
Oh, okay.
Department of Water and Power. A drop in the supply would affect the DWP's ability to get electricity from the powered plant. So if we have, I don't know, a heat wave, thank you, global warming.
Okay.
And everybody starts turning on their fucking air conditioners, we may end up doing rolling blackouts again like we had to about 10 years ago.
That's insane.
Which we dodged. God, the part I was in.
One day I was in Chicago temping and the whole city went brown or whatever, dark.
Yeah.
Everybody got to go home early. It was great. And then Mayor Daley.
Oh, wait, was that that flood?
No. I don't know. It wasn't a flood. It just, they lost power. It was.
I thought there was summer. Some underwater water main, underground water main that burst and flooded like some big electric thing or something. Maybe
I think it just went out because, you know, it was the summer and the power.
Making toast or
something. Oh, yes. Well, air conditionings and stuff like that. And it turned out that Mayor Daley found out that the power company had prior knowledge that this was going to happen, but didn't really tell anybody. He lost his fucking mind.
That's the fucking way it goes, right?
That's screaming on television about the goddamn power company. So
the same
funny.
With the fucking tobacco company. And now we're learning, God, what a big shock that, you know, Exxon, BP, Standard Oil, these multinational oil conglomerates have potentially been lying to us since the goddamn 1970s about the effects of their stuff. Burning their stuff on global warming, that the shit that's going on. And then more bad news. We find out that it may be too late already to save a lot of the coastal areas like Miami. I saw a map today of where just parts of the country that are just going to be gone. It's gone.
what a loss.
Because of, and not, in 100 years now, they're saying within maybe a couple, 2, 3, 4 decades.
No shit.
This shit's going to start happening because it's melting a lot faster than they had predicted.
Yeah.
The polar ice caps. And it may be.
Dude, those
we may be fucking
property's
going
to be gone before people are able to pay off the shitty mortgage.
I want to make the name Inhofe like Santorum in some way. I want to make. I want to make
Santorum
the name
sounds so
the
like,
way in Inhofe really just needs to be shamed for generations for holding that fucking snowball
Florida
in January in D.C. and saying, oh, you know, they're still saying there's global warming. Here you go.
Why can't we do something where we put the giant hose into the sea, you know, telescope it all the way out to the fucking to space, just shoot the water into fucking space.
Right.
Who fucking cares? You got a bunch of sharks floating around.
So we talked a little bit about the Donald.
God, what a fucking monster he is.
Making news today is a former guest here on Crab Diving, or actually the old Crab Nation show on our old wrestling network a couple years ago, a few years back now.
Pin me.
Except he talked to us about, at the time, he was writing.
He didn't talk about wrestling?
He was writing a book about the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, yeah.
Roger Stone, former Donald Trump campaign toady. I don't know what he was. But he now allegedly was fired from the campaign.
Okay.
I do air quotes.
Oh,
but
shit.
He still is on every TV show and writes extensively for wonderful places like Breitbart and WND about Trump.
Yeah.
He's a big, giant Trump supporter.
Nice.
Roger Stone.
He's got a weird back tattoo, right?
If it's real, I don't
know.
Is that real? I think it might be Nixon
on his back?
He's got a, you know, a thing for Nixon.
I would think does he also have a butterfly tramp stamp? Is that true?
Ooh, gross. So he was on with, this is a clip of Roger Stone from, I don't know what who he's talking to. He's on a webcam. He's looking quite dandy. And I thought I saw it was like Freedom Something Network TV or something.
Fuck.
You know what, the kind of shit we're talking about. Here is Roger Stone with Stefan Molyneux, I guess is this guy's name.
Canadian? Molyneux? Sounds Canadian.
M-O-L-Y-N-E-A-U-X. Molyneux. From Free Domain Radio.
Oh, God. This guy's a lunatic. Free Domain.
But listen to how creepy.
Don't tread on me.
What Roger Stone is talking about. You know, before the Donald said, well, you know, if they try to take away the... If yeah. I get there with like 1,100... if I've got the most, I think they should just, you know, give it to the guy that's got the most votes. You know, if they don't, you know, there might be rioting. There might be violence. God. I'm not going to start it.
Jesus.
I'm just saying. Well, here's...
what's he wearing, Roger Stone? He's a fashion maven. A
tie. He's got nice suit, nice tie, nice shirt.
Any flair?
He's well, coiffed.
He's a dandy.
You may have seen recently... that although Trump handily won the Louisiana primary, the party mechanism sat non-Trump delegates in those seats. Trump initially threatened to sue, only to learn that the Republican National Convention is not governed by state or federal law. It's governed only by its own rules. The court has no jurisdiction in party matters. Only the convention temporary rules committee and the full convention itself in a voter ratification, can determine who will and will not be allowed to vote in Cleveland. So I have warned the public, I have warned Trump supporters of what I believe is the big steal. One of two things will happen here, Stefan. Either Trump will have 1,237 votes, in which case the party will try to throw out some of those delegates in a naked attempt to steal this from Donald Trump.
Naked attempt to steal it. He thinks they're even going to try to take delegates, even if he's got more than 1,237.
Who knows, man? Who knows what these sneaky Republicans will do?
Well, you know what Alex Jones thinks.
Oh, shit.
They're going to kill him.
Oh, I think so.
Or he will be just short of 1,237, in which case many of his own delegates, or I should say people in his delegate seats, will abandon him on the second ballot. So the fix is in. If Trump does not run the table on the rest of the primaries and the caucuses, we're looking at a very, very narrow path.
You think somebody would have a better cell phone ringer, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a very boring ring. That's the normal ring.
Yeah, I'll bet that's Rogers. You think he would have...
No, Rogers got something. He's got
Wagner.
Yes. Yeah, man, he's got something with a little flair. This guy is not without style.
Now, here's where it gets really creepy. He thinks the fix is on.
Yes.
So no matter what they do, they're going to try to take it away from Trump. So wait till you hear what his remedy is.
In which the kingmakers go all out to cheat, to steal, and to snatch this nomination.
Snatch.
From the candidate who was overwhelmingly selected by the voters. Which is why I have urged Trump supporters, come to Cleveland. March on Cleveland.
No.
Trump supporters, he's calling for them to march on Cleveland.
Join us in the Forest City. We're going to have protests, demonstrations. We will disclose the hotels and the room numbers of those delegates who are directly involved in the steal. If you're from Pennsylvania, we'll tell you who the culprits are. We urge you to visit their hotel and find them.
And do what?
Well, yeah.
Dude.
You have a right to discuss this if you voted in the Pennsylvania primary, for example, and your votes are being disallowed.
You have a right to discuss this. Find them. We're going to give you their hotel rooms, these delegates, if they decide to not vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
We're going to tell you where they are so you can find them.
How
and
scary.
Talk to them. You deserve a right to talk to them.
What if they're staying in some shithole like a Super 8? You could just walk up to their door.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And
God.
I don't know how. Yeah. So
they're urging people to go to Cleveland.
This guy is playing the role now of the unaffiliated loose cannon. He's the guy we fired him. We fired Roger Stone. Meanwhile, he's out organizing protests. He's the one who got that that guy in Texas elected.
Right.
As the GOP poobah of that
Oh, my
County.
God, that dude that tweets.
Whose name I've already forgotten, yeah.
What's his name? He tweets, dude. He's so fucking funny.
But he's out of his mind. He's a sexist. He posts titty pictures.
Hey, what has been promised Stone if Trump's elected?
I don't know.
Is he going to be Secretary of State, Chief of Staff? Is he...
Fashion Secretary.
Could Roger Stone be Trump's running mate?
No, Trump made a hint about that. I think it was over the weekend or at some point, not too long ago, about the type of person he would choose for a running mate he thinks is going to be... It's not going to be someone like him. It's not going to be an outsider.
He wants somebody with great tits.
He wants someone that can work with... That has been there for a while. So okay. I think he's going to pick an insider.
Lindsey Graham.
No, I'm betting Kasich. I'll bet he reaches out to the Kasich group.
Yes.
If Kasich is like totally screwed out of it. And he, because somebody so like that, Kasich's the ultimate non-Trump.
Yes.
He's the guy that Trump says. He wants somebody that knows everybody that's been in the process. He wants somebody, an insider, as his vice president.
A typical dude the Republicans run out there. You know what I mean? He's white. He's straight. He's
Kasich.
Yes.
You're talking about,
He's male.
He hates women.
Right. But that shit's on the down low.
Clamp down on their uterus.
But that's on the down low. He usually doesn't fuck that up. But he did when he said women are coming out of the kitchen in droves to vote.
Well, he also just recently signed a bill defunding Planned Parenthood in Ohio. God. So
he's a heinous tool.
Yeah. And like I said, for some reason they're painting him as this warm and fuzzy, avuncular type dude.
Avuncular.
Huh?
I love that. That's a great
avuncular. Yeah. And... but
he's a cunt.
The word is that it's just a twat. Yeah, that he's just not a nice person, which is fine. I mean, but don't pretend to be one thing and then, you know, like Ellen.
It's not fine to be like who?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you hear about.
She's so two-faced.
Is how she's like the queen of nice on TV, but then just a raging bag off of the...
Is that true?
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm a raging bag, I am.
But who knows?
Who knows?
If women are held to different standards too, because they said the same about Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah,
but I heard that was true too. That she's not. She's really not a nice person.
Well, a lot of powerful people in show business are real fucking jackasses. Right.
And guess what? They're actors. So for that hour that they're on TV, they're playing a role of a real
nice.
Fun, nice, affable person. That when the cameras go off, they don't need to be nice to you anymore.
Yeah,
we're nice all the time.
All right, like Lily Tomlin. I'm not sure that she's always nice. You know?
Are you making me play the little top of the clip?
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea. Oh, yeah, bullshit. Oh, shut up. You shut the fuck up, too. God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you. Leave me the fuck alone.
And the best one.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
There you go.
Leave me the fuck alone. Yeah. Oh, God. You know, that one of those fuck you she was saying to Dustin Hoffman. Fuck you, too. That was to Dustin.
She did say fuck you, too, to Dustin Hoffman. Because Dustin Hoffman's like, why don't we just shoot it?
Fuck you, too.
Okay. He goes, okay, He's like, yeah, okay, we will.
They're working on I Heart Huckabees.
Yeah.
I fucking heart Huckabees. That's what they're losing their mind over? Dude. Who gives a fuck if it's filmed, Dustin Hoffman's complaining about how they're shooting it? So what?
Yeah.
It's a gigantic piece of shit. It doesn't matter. It's not
I never saw it. Was it that bad?
No, I don't know. I've never seen it either.
Might have been great.
It looks stupid though, dude. I'm bad that way. I've got some shit I won't watch just because it looks dumb. Do you want to watch I Heart Huckabees? Who gives a fuck?
I mean, it's not higher on my list.
Where are the spaceships?
If I broke my leg or something, was in the hospital.
Yeah, where are the spaceships and the fucking blue guys from...
If it was on the plane,
yes,
I might watch it if I was trapped and nothing else on.
When is that? God, I saw some fucking airline advertising. If you fly with this, we play Batman versus Superman during your flight.
Oh, God. You're like, trying to make people jump off the plane.
Yeah, really? I don't care. I don't give a fuck what you play. Tell me how your pilots are very good and your planes are regularly maintained and there's no bullshit. Fucking play whatever you want. I don't want to fall out of the goddamn sky.
Oh, come on. You're not going to
You don't want to fall out of the sky?
Well, of course I don't. But I don't
Okay.
spend the hours in the plane... white knuckling it.
No, I don't either. Unless I'm awake. Yeah, you know what's good? You know what I like on a plane? If you can play that trivia game where you're playing against.
Well, they do have all the.
You can see the seats you're playing
that
against.
That fancy shit now that they have on the plane, yeah.
The guy in E15, he's fucking beating me. Fuck him.
I had the whole system go down on a flight to London.
Oh, lovely.
One time. It was horrific. We ended up with. I got a lot of points off of that one because I bitched.
Did you crash?
No, we just had to like talk to each other and shit for 11 hours.
Dude, so what? It went down. He didn't fall out of the sky. That's amazing. That's great. It happens all the time, man. Please just disappear.
The crab diving follow-up here, ladies and gentlemen.
Crab diving follow-up.
We've been talking. We've been following all these...
follow this.
Like whack-a-mole, states that are trying to pass these religious freedom... Which is a response to the gay marriage. They're all butthurt about that, so they're trying to blow holes in whatever kind of equal treatment and equal rights for the LGBT community has been achieved.
I think there needs to be a time in our country where this is it, where we just decide these right-wing nut jobs that have these homophobic beliefs and stupid fucking worldviews, they cannot be helped. We, as a society, have to leave them behind and let them die on the battlefield.
Well, they are dying, though.
Kick them out.
They're getting old and dying.
Kick out the haters.
In Georgia, the governor Governor Deal, did the right thing.
Yeah, out of the goodness of his heart, right?
And did not sign, vetoed his bill.
You know, The Walking Dead said if they did, they wouldn't shoot there anymore. How do you like that?
And North Carolina, on the other hand, passed in the middle of the night, shadily, they overrode, they called an emergency session to override the evil, horrible assault on the family.
Nobody cares about your white daughters, you fucking assholes.
Charleston passed.
I don't know.
One of the cities.
Charlotte,
North Carolina passed, sorry. North Carolina. And... Charlotte passed a city ordinance extending the non-discrimination laws to LGBT people.
Right.
And the legislature of North Carolina felt that they had to call an emergency session.
I mean, this is
we got to come back early.
You're talking about this is so stupid. Condoleezza Rice didn't even come back early from a play. The goddamn New Orleans was fucking, floating off
underwater.
Into the ocean.
Yeah,
nobody gave a shit.
So they.
This is a special session, really.
They passed a law overriding that city statute and basically attaching another law that said no other cities can pass laws like that.
God, how fucking dumb can you be?
Small government. Small government Republicans, don't forget.
This is all making people paranoid of trans people. Like,
well, that's
trans
the thing.
People, did you know that 99.9% of trans people get gender reassignment surgeries so they can follow your fat, ugly, fucking white daughter into the bathroom and watch her pee?
Right. Well, they're not worried about it. They said, like McCrory said, the governor of North Carolina said, well, the ones that have had the surgery, they changed their birth certificate, so they're legally, they could use that bathroom.
Get out of people's fucking crotches, you goddamn pervy Republicans. Well,
how is this going to be policed? Who is going to look at a person going into the ladies' bathroom and saying, whoa, was that an Adam's apple?
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, show me your bits.
That's a job.
Show me what you got or go to jail. How are these mullahs, these Christo Theo fascist twunts going to enforce their bullshittery?
I tell you what, I want to be. How much does that job pay? Bits inspector.
Ew, you
is
don't
that minimum wage?
North Carolina?
Is that a what?
You want to be inspecting bits in North Carolina?
Oh, yeah. No, how much is that? Is that minimum wage job or what is that?
Well, they want to get rid of the minimum wage.
I think what they do is you give that. You put the park districts in charge of that. So you have rangers. Those ranger hats. Could you imagine a guy in a ranger hat has got like fucking latex gloves on. He's lifting your sack up.
So North Carolina is under a shitstorm now.
My favorite.
From companies, from everyone on social media, most people on social media.
Yummy.
To the effect that now McCrory is feeling he has to defend what their horrible law and the pressure just, is mounting. Other,
just say you were wrong.
Companies are saying they're not going to go. There was supposed to be some expansion that they've said they're not going to go to North Carolina now. Google, the Google has a company that gives money to startups. And the head of that company has said no more money for anything in North Carolina.
This guy is...
Because we don't want to deal with that.
He's damaging its state, this fucking asshole.
And now they're saying, oh, it's an assault. It cracks me up that these... I think I might have commented this on Facebook, that these are the same assholes that are like, the market, the government, let the market take care of it. Well, okay, the market... Well, the market is taking care of it. The market right now is saying, we're going to close our business... In North Carolina, or giant businesses are saying, we're not going to go to North Carolina. We're not going to have our convention in North Carolina. So that's the invisible hand of capitalism, like they want it to work. But they don't like it because it's working against something they want.
But Martin Luther King didn't go to Alabama and was like, I have a dream to let the market take care of it.
Well, right.
It's people's.
I'm just calling them out on their hypocrisy.
Oh, yes. I mean, that is an amazing point. These people are fucking assholes. I mean, you're talking about somebody's human rights. This is non-negotiable.
It's what about Jesus' wrath?
This is an adult decision, not for you people up there that are like jacking off your sky god every two fucking seconds, talking to yourself. You want to have meeting?
Yeah, Google Ventures, it's called.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They took away. They've said no more money for you.
God, what the fuck is their problem? They got this, and then all these fucking Southerners. They want to have these invocations before all their meetings.
Several other cities and states have banned all government funded travel to the state of North Carolina.
Hell yeah, fuck you guys.
San Francisco, New York City, Seattle, Portland, as well as the entire state of New York, the entire state of Vermont, Connecticut, states of Vermont, Connecticut, and Washington have all voted that they will no longer allow government-funded travel to the state of North Carolina. Even other...
They're not letting their citizens go to North Carolina because it's so fucking heinous.
Well, right. What if
we
send a transgendered member of our state over to North Carolina and they get thrown in jail for going into the wrong bathroom against civil rights, human rights, and human decency?
Imagine you get a sex change. Say you've had it for 15, 20 years. You go to North Carolina.
Alexandra Billings, friend of the... I don't know. She's not been on the show. She's a friend.
No, she's a friend. She's my acting teacher.
And...
she's on Transparent.
Great actor.
Oh, yeah.
And she is putting out great pictures out on social media where it's her with her big giant tits and her long legs and her big hair.
She's a woman.
She's been a woman since the late 70s, I want to, early 80s.
A woman.
And
my God.
The latest one she put out, it's a locker room and it's a bunch of, they're staged, but it's a bunch of dudes standing around her looking hostile as she's there with her big giant tits and her long legs. And she's, and it says, this is the locker room North Carolina wants me to use.
God. Don't go to Bally's or LA Fitness or whatever it is now where I go work out. You don't want to go in the guy's locker room there. Oh, so fucking disgusting. God.
Why?
Just because.
Dirty or?
Oh, yes. You know, I have that thing. I told you that. It's not a bullshit story. I really did. I walked in there one day. I'm walking past where the toilets are. There was a guy eating an orange while he's taking a shit. And you could tell because you could see the orange peels. Like he was just dropping the orange peels on the floor. God, I was taking a shit while eating an orange in my gym. Disgusting. Who does that?
In the bathroom, though. In the stall.
He's taking a shit while eating an orange.
But he wasn't doing it the bench press machine. Who the hell cares?
No. You're just being argumentative.
Who cares if a guy's eating an orange while he's sitting there taking a shit? I think
I was about
gross,
to explain it to you.
But
I didn't
it's
think
not
you understand.
Going to affect me.
Oh, God. That doesn't gross
did
you out.
Did he hold you down
some...
and force the orange into your mouth?
Yes, it was horrible. No, but don't
wouldn't
you think
rather have the waft of citrus coming than the waft of his ass?
You get, listen, put all the oranges in that locker room. It's not.
I just think that's
I don't know. Well, listen, hey.
Different outrage.
Yeah.
Things you can be outraged for. You get MRSA from.
It just made me grow. It just grossed me the fuck out. Pretend not to doubt. Pretend to not let that bother you.
How would that? It wouldn't bother me in the tiniest.
It's so fucked up.
I would think it's gross. I've seen people like come out eating apples and shit like that, or I mean, that's horrific, but
it's just that it's not a, I don't know. Listen, it's not where food should be. That's all.
I don't want to taste
disgusting
ass mist.
Of course you don't. That's why it was horrifying.
Well, but it wouldn't turn me off to the,
you're right,
to the institution.
No, but holy, this is
where it happened.
My reaction, I saw it. I was like, holy fuck. That is so fucking gross. Ugh.
So you're traumatized.
So gross.
Every time you walk by stall number three at Bally's.
Yeah. What's your,
you flashback to somebody shitting and see him dropping an orange peel.
Pants around his ankles and he's just
maybe tossing. He was fucking the orange.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's better than eating in that, you know. That's just, it's all gross.
And then he
horrible.
Ate it.
Yeah.
So
fuck everyone in my
that's
gym.
North Carolina.
It really?
Well, now we
disgusting.
Also talked about Mississippi, which is trying to pass its own, which seemingly is potentially the worst.
We've done enough Mississippi stories already this week. Fuck.
Well, this
them.
Is a follow up to that.
That same one.
This is the bill that they're trying to pass that is so vaguely worded that they're saying that it will legalize discrimination for both public and private businesses. So they'll be able, a private pizza joint will be able to say no homos allowed.
Right.
But listen to this. It says they will also be able to discriminate against gay couples, transgender people.
Okay.
And.
Yes.
Those who have premarital sex.
Wait a second. You're telling me they're outlawing fucking in Mississippi?
Because the, well, unless the Lord blesses it and you get marriage.
Jeez.
It says that, you know, it's a sincerely held religious beliefs bullshit.
They suck.
And here it says, section two, the sincerely held religious beliefs or moral convictions protected by this act are the belief or conviction that, A, marriage is or should be recognized as the union of one man and one woman.
Fuck you.
B, sexual relations are properly reserved to such a marriage.
Oh, okay.
That means you and your girlfriend show up.
Yes.
To have dinner somewhere.
Right. What if she's not white and I'm white?
That's it. You won't even get in the door in Mississippi.
Oh, that's right.
Go to yesterday's crab diving. You can hear about that story. But
fucking idiots, man.
But if you're both lily white Christians,
perfect.
Whatever.
Lovely.
If they suspect you've ever had sexy times without marriage, they can say, you can't come in my restaurant, you fornicating whores.
Why don't they just decapitate me?
That's next, I'm
Jeez.
Sure.
You guys suck. Yeah, a lot fucking. Wonderful.
And then they wanted to make sure they went after the transgendered. So okay. C, male man or female woman refer to an individual's immutable biological sex as objectively determined by anatomy and genetics at time of birth.
Wait a second. So when you're popping out of the vag, somebody's like, all right, we got it. This one's a boy.
Dang,
bam.
Bit. Yep.
The sex and gender has been called.
Well, and I mean, there's a number that isn't ridiculously small of those who are born with ambiguous or both.
What do you mean?
The people whose bits developed differently. So it's like one. It's not that crazy. It's like one in 100 or something. I mean, I don't think it's that.
How many people in 10 suffer from an ambiguous cock?
But I don't think it's that small of a number.
Right.
As far as birth defects are concerned. Well, so, and that's why they're saying that those people, they should allow them. What happens is the parents, they usually say, decide.
Yeah.
Should we sew up the hole?
This is,
or should we?
Yes.
And chop off the Audi? God. Or should we, you know, stuff the Audi in and go full hole. So
I don't know. Those are all hard.
Well, then
decisions.
These kids wake, you know, grow up and they've got the bits, the surgically changed bits of the wrong sex.
You know, here's my question
that they identify with.
Okay.
And then they'd get arrested in North Carolina for using the wrong bathroom.
You know, I have an incredibly stupid question about this, but it, to me, it makes total sense. You're born ambiguously sexted, whatever, they can't tell what gender you are. It's so ambiguous. And they decided, all right, we're going to make you a guy, so we're going to build you a penis out of whatever's there.
Well, what usually happens, both are there, or...
What happens when you're 12 years old and all of a sudden 13, you start growing boobs?
Well,
and
there you go.
You had your dick. You went
that's
dick.
Why they're... That's why
so
they're,
what do you do?
That's why they are saying...
So I got tits!
They shouldn't assign these kids. They shouldn't do that surgery anymore.
Oh, okay. Because that would be a fuck up.
Wait until the kid's older and then, you know. Oh, man. But regardless, you've got cases of 5-year-olds that are identifying as obviously a different gender.
So
and
wait.
You know that kid. And then there are cases where the genetics does show
right.
that there's a scrambled chromosome in there. And that it's not always the case, but it actually is. A person born in the wrong body.
Yeah.
That with the chromosomally, they're, say, a woman, but they're born with a dick.
So these guys are saying that whatever gender you're born with, even... And you can't do this... Wait, they want to make you do the non... If you got a... You don't know what it is down there, they want you to make a choice at that time?
Well, I would assume so, yeah.
God.
These guys. I mean, it's a separate issue we're talking about, but...
Can we get Mississippi out of... everyone's pants, please. I know that's going to be difficult for you pervs.
Yeah, so...
God.
Well, some people have even said, well, you know, with these this sincerely held religious beliefs, what if people don't think that women should wear pants?
Oh, yeah, good point.
What about some of these Christians that are like, you got to wear skirts. You can't wear pants.
Fuck you. Really? Fuck off.
Then you can't come in my business.
Okay.
I mean, that's where... Yeah. Where do you stop? The black person with a white person.
See,
that's against my sincerely held religious belief.
This makes me... I feel like I'm not one of these... people have this idea of atheists. They just run around every chance they get. I don't believe in God. Your religion's stupid. Blah, 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 blah. That is a misnomer. That's not the case. I'm an atheist. I don't go around spewing my beliefs about shit to people because I don't give a shit.
I'm not trying to deconvert anybody.
Yeah, I don't need more people in my atheist party. I don't give a fuck. Just don't be irritating about your sky god bullshit.
Yeah, I say I'm a quiet atheist, but a raging secularist.
This story makes me loony. Right. But, good point.
Like, I don't push my atheism on anybody. Whatever floats your boat, if it makes you feel better.
Just leave me the fuck
believe
alone.
Believe in what thou wish, but... don't make me, certainly don't legislate it, and don't make my tax dollars pay to teach children your mythology.
These fucking Republicans, they got fucking dick checkers at the restroom
right.
door. And
right.
on, you know what's nuts? In the context of that, the Panama Papers coming out, we all know, right? Don't you think that all this bullshit these politicians are doing, it's just like, it's a dog and pony show. So all the poor tea loony evangelicals are like,
ah, ah. Yeah, kabuki, you know, yeah.
Somebody's
yeah.
fighting for me. Meanwhile, other leaders are fucking just
sure
fucking us. All the money is going out of this country into these weird offshore accounts and we're poor as fuck.
There you go.
Check my dick.
Well, and I mean, is that irony or whatever that they're screeching about creepy perverts going into the bathrooms to touch their children, but they want to touch the trans people and look at their naughty bits to make sure that they qualify.
So fucking ridiculous.
Right? I mean,
yes.
Don't they see the disconnect there?
Why does anybody want a job where they're fucking monitoring dicks or vaginas? I mean, it's... We,
right, and not like in the porn star, you know, not working on a porn set. That maybe is a less distasteful job.
Yeah. Are the cops going to do that? Are they going to be in charge of checking people's dicks?
I don't know. I think people would have to complain. And then at some point, well, yeah. At some point, you're going to have to, I guess.
I'm going to need you to, are we going to?
Somebody's going to have to look at your dangly bits.
I'm going to need you to produce your dick.
Or
you're
whatever,
gonna hear that,
yeah.
You know?
Or your non-dick.
Yes. God. Why am I presenting myself to anyone?
It's just ridiculous. Yeah, she said, I've been Alexandra Billings we're talking about. She said, I've been using the ladies' restroom for 30 years now.
Yeah.
Without incident.
For 30
years. Without incident.
30 years. Without incident. What is 30 minus, what is today? The 2016?
Yeah.
What is that?
Since the 80s.
Since the 80s. That we're more progressive than we were in the fucking 80s. She hasn't had a problem.
Are we?
Well, all right. Listen, dude.
Here's it's great. Maybe not. Alexandra Billings, follow her on Facebook. I've been using the ladies' restroom since I began my transition in 1980.
Okay.
And unless you count me occasionally stealing a roll of toilet paper to be a violent act, everything's gone pretty well, actually.
Oh, my God. I used to do that all the time, steal toilet paper. So
well, then, see, you and Alex are
right.
Equal, and you don't.
Right.
You're with the same sex you were born.
Why didn't they ask her about this law? She's been using the 30 years. She's transgendered. She's been using the fucking women's bathroom for 30 years. Didn't have one fucking problem.
There you go.
That's got to be weird, though, the first time, like after you have something like that done, the first time you use the new bathroom. It's got to be instantly better. I mean, if you're going from the men's to the women's, it's got to be instantly better.
Is it? I don't know. I've heard women that say that sometimes the women are grosser.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think anytime you're dealing in public bathrooms, you're spinning the wheel anyway.
It's all disgusting.
There might be a guy eating an orange in there. You never know.
You know what's the worst? You go to some dive bar and it's dinner. Come on. I can't believe it. You know, I love that doesn't bother you.
I can't.
It's disgusting.
I really can't honestly wrap my brain around the outrage. I just don't get that one. It's gross. Yeah. You shouldn't eat anything while you're shitting. But I just don't know how that would put you off the gym.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not going to leave the gym. Oh, the orange
But you said I hate going to that gym now. Because,
I hate going to that gym for a couple of reasons. It's the one I go to. Because, you know what? A friend of mine, his dad caught MRSA at that fucking gym.
Oh, well, there you go.
I hate that. One time I saw raw bacon in the cup holder.
What's going on at
raw
the gym?
Raw bacon in the treadmill cup holder. I tweeted a picture of it at him. I was like, at Bally's at the time or whatever. What is up with this? Why is there bacon? Nobody said shit to me.
Snack while you're working out.
Yeah. On raw bacon? It was raw bacon. It's not cooked. It was raw.
Maybe you got to pedal real hard to cook it.
I'm sorry. I got to take a piss. Let me chew on this pineapple. That won't bother anybody.
So anyway, now the shit storm is not only raining on North Carolina with all of these
yummy
Google saying we're not going to fund new startups out of there. Wells Fargo has said that they're going to stop having events there.
Oh, come on.
All kinds of different corporations.
Why are they doing this to themselves? They don't have to do this. You know what? It's insane.
But last we heard from Governor McDickwad, Pat McCrory says that his office issued a statement last Thursday reiterating his position that there is, quote, a well-coordinated national campaign to smear our state's reputation.
Yes.
After we passed a common sense law to ensure no government can take away our basic expectations of privacy in bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers.
God, listen, you fucking
what about the children, Ryan?
Fucking dickhead.
What about the children?
You evil fucking dickhead. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You know what? Just try it. Try it for a month, dumbass. Let the transgendered people go in whatever bathroom they need to go in. See the economic effect, the toll it takes on your state, and compare it to all this business it's going to go.
Well, right.
Georgia nearly lost the walking fucking dead because of this bullshit.
Similar,
it's so fucking dumb. It really is. It's like, I don't even know why. It's just ignorance.
So it's now raining equally upon Mississippi. Now Mississippi...
Oh, God. Fucking so depressing. Everything's the South. Everybody's stupid down there.
They signed last week, Governor Phil Bryant.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Their heinous bill.
People must think everybody runs around the South with their fucking hair on fire, just praying to their sky guys. They're so fucking dumb.
There's others. The Dakotas have, you know, done some heinous shit. The Missouri, you got Michigan, Michigan.
That's true.
Wisconsin, the Republican cancer turning into a hellhole.
Every place sucks. That's what you're saying. Even Iceland, they have shitty people there. There's nowhere to go.
But yeah, but they're easier to outrage.
Oh, yeah.
Get involved. Actually, everywhere but the United States. The United States has abysmal participation.
Oh, yeah.
In even in Europe and other places, the voter turnout is so much higher.
But why do you...
We don't give a shit.
But you know why? The sense of community in Europe has, in general, has to be stronger than here. I mean,
yeah.
We all drive everywhere by ourselves in our own little fucking car for whatever reason. I have no idea. There's no mass transit here like there is over there.
Yeah. There was a book I want to read now. American Amnesia or something like that? It's these guys wrote a book about politics and economics, but it's basically about how America has forgotten that strong government is what gave us all of the prosperity since the Depression.
Fuck you fucking ninny.
They equate it to the fingers are the capitalism, but you need a strong opposing thumb.
Oh, yes.
To be able to work together and equally grasp and
you gotta grip it
and do things and
you gotta work it.
But now we've allowed the American people have allowed themselves to be dim. The dimwits have allowed themselves to be convinced that government is the problem.
We're limp.
Government's the problem. When if we had a really good, strong government working for the people, reining in these corporations, guess where we wouldn't be? In any of these problems. Right. There'd be no Panama fucking papers. There'd be no Una oil.
And in this all these social issues. Don't you think like we'd be farther along? We'd be more progressed by now?
Everybody would have health care. We're the only country. You know, Bernie screams it. And I don't know why people don't scream it. Everyone is not screaming. We are the only developed country. And that includes, like, shitty developed countries.
Oh, yeah.
We're the only fucking developed country.
Maybe we're shitty.
That doesn't provide health care for everybody.
That's not.
Where health care is not a right for everybody.
What would Jesus do?
The only place. We're the only place that doesn't guarantee vacations for hardworking people.
You know what Jesus didn't do when he was passing out the loaves and the fishes in that one part of the Bible? He didn't ask to see anybody's green card or anybody's papers. He didn't ask for any fucking money. He didn't ask her social security number. He just gave him their shit. Went about his business.
Right.
And let that one guy saw his son in half for that fucking...
No, that's Old Testament.
Oh, okay.
That Abraham stuff, right?
Yeah.
IBM issued a statement saying it is disappointed that the governor of Mississippi signed HB 1523 into law. This legislation will permit discrimination against people based on marriage status, sexual orientation, and gender identity or expression. Laws of this kind reflect IBM's values. Yes. We want to be able to screw everyone, take money from everyone, and are bad for our employees and our business, it says.
I mean,
so
I agree with that statement, but don't you think, you know, IBM is grandstanding a little bit? I mean, are they that angelic? Some big fucking corporation. I bet they're doing some evil shit.
Yeah. Neil Gaiman.
Oh, author!
Yeah, I'm listening to a book. It's my latest. Go to Audible, by the way. Download 2 free books. Go to crabdiving.com/Audible, AUDIBLE. Download a couple of free books. Listen to them. If you don't like them, you don't have to join. If you them, you get to join. And you get a credit a month, I think, for $15 or something like that. And you can download and you can buy them at cheap. It's really cool. I'm listening to one right now.
Yes.
I just finished a different one, some spy novel, and now I've started a new one. It's a Neil Gaiman book. I read.
You know, Neil Gaiman, didn't he write? He wrote a book that there's
American Gods, I read, which is great. That's a great movie.
That cool house in Wisconsin, right? Is that book?
Maybe.
What's that? The Frank Lloyd Wright house in Wisconsin somewhere off the river?
I think that's the one. Yeah.
There's some weird fucking scene there. It's neat.
He's a really good writer, and he reads it himself. And the one I'm listening to.
Oh, okay.
It's read by the author.
You know, go to Audible and get one of those audiobooks by Bill Bryson. Those are
funny.
He reads them himself too. That fucking guy is hilarious.
So, So right now, the light has turned. The spotlight is split, actually, and is being aimed over at Mississippi. We'll see.
Fuck you.
We'll see if what happens, though. It is Mississippi. Let's not forget.
There's no light to aim anywhere in Mississippi.
It's a different.
It's poor.
Yeah, it's a different world down there.
Yeah, and yeah, it's just a bunch of T-evangelicals, man.
Right.
A lot of anti-choice billboards.
But aren't there a lot of black people?
Right.
And I mean, get them out to vote. I can't imagine the black people are voting Republican.
Who the fuck makes all? By the way, where do these photos come from of these horrible dead baby pictures they put on these billboards? There are people, the people to put those in stock footage, and you can.
Oh, you mean the abortion stuff?
Yeah, it's really horrible. They put them on billboards.
I'm sure they share that shit. They get one clip and they share that, like the fake videos. I saw an article, by the way. Congratulations, right wing anti choice, war on women twunts.
Yay!
The incidents of nastiness and aggressive protests and shenanigans against women's health care providers and those seeking women's health care have gone way up since your fake video bullshit.
Oh, my God. See, that's laughable. I mean, it's not.
Carly Fiorina. I would try to sue that hag for blatantly standing on the national stage time after time after time. Even after having been confronted with the fact that it's fake and it's an edit and it's not an abortion. It was sadly a baby that died at birth.
Right.
The baby that she talks about that's laying there kicking saying, don't sell my parts. Don't chop me up for the chop shop.
Dude, it's insane. It's like watching Best in Show and thinking it was about a real dog contest or something.
Coffee all over myself.
Oh, shit.
It's just not good.
What's going on over there?
I don't know. I just
you're
like
clean up an aisle 69.
Like dribbled coffee all over my and it's Kate. It's a light blue shirt, which now is going to look like anyway.
I need a stain stick.
So now they're on Twitter, they're calling it number one in bigotry.
Yes.
Perfect. And they're attacking the dinosaur governor of Mississippi.
Right.
Over their new anti-gay law. So we'll keep our eyes on that one. This next story I would usually save for Faithless Friday, but it's kind of a bigger deal. This is the sovereign state, I believe. Where is this story now? Of Tennessee.
Fuck you. Hey, are you just doing all Southern stories?
I can't help it.
God damn it.
Wisconsin's voting today. Go Wisconsin.
Tennessee. What are they doing there?
But some of these, I mean, you know, a lot of shenanigans that go on.
It's
I can't
so
help
bad.
It.
I know. It's just depressing. It's just like every place in the South.
I don't see
every state.
I don't see Vermont passing a no trans allowed in the bathroom.
Will you read a story about something progressive happening in Arkansas? Do it now.
Oh, I might.
You might have.
Yeah.
Well, I need my friends from the Groundlings to come in here and make something up.
So, the Tennessee legislature.
Fuck you.
Is hard at work.
Hard
making sure that there's plenty of jobs and plenty of health care for its people and plenty of daycare for the kids, and education is number one on their list.
Is this a homophobic thing?
And to prove it, they've decided to spend some time to vote the Tennessee legislatures.
There's no hope, really.
Republican State Senator Steve Sutherland.
What a dick.
Cares not about the Constitution. He's following public opinion when he put forth the bill to officially name the State Book of Tennessee.
Fuck everyone. Harry Potter?
As the Holy Bible of our Lord and Savior. Yahweh, Jesus, / Holy Ghost, whatever.
What happens? What do you get for that? Once it's named the official book of Tennessee, then what?
Well,
then what?
I mean, on a macro level, who gives a fuck?
Macro.
But to those of us that care about the separation of the government and religiosity, I got a problem.
Right.
with them naming the Holy Bible. Okay, I don't have a problem with it. Official book of
Name it.
Tennessee.
Do it. But we got to have new rules. We got to honor the state book. If we do that, if you make the Bible the state fucking book of Tennessee, I need every elected official when he's serving to carry around that fucking book. And once a week, you're going to have to meet and have quizzes on the fucking Bible. And if you don't pass them, you're out of office. It's a state book. You should fucking know it.
That's right.
These guys don't know fucking jack shit about anything.
They don't care.
They know shit about the fucking Bible. Well, and here, no.
And it's going to, I'm sure in 14 Idiots. Seconds, it's going to be challenged by, I don't know, someone with a brain in the state who finds it offensive that their elected officials have decided to name a specific book of specific religious mythology as the official book of the state. It's surely not going to fly. They know it's not going to fly.
Ooh.
They don't care. And the Tennessee taxpayers, this is where the stupid dummy Republicans, they don't care.
They're fighting for my ride.
They're right. They're not getting jobs. They're not getting health care. They're not getting daycare for kids. They're not getting person
you're
care.
You're naming a state book, the Bible.
And
how does that put food on your table, dickhead?
But they're voting for people that are going to spend their tax dollars instead of on those things.
Yes.
They're going to spend their tax dollars fighting and losing.
Yes.
Court case after court case after court case.
And
meanwhile, the only reason they're doing it is so that these assholes can go back
to
the VFW in their constituency.
It's so cheap.
And say, look, I fought for the Lord, for you and the Lord.
God, these fucking people in Tennessee that are doing this, a bunch of cheap fucking hookers standing on the corner.
And then he says, oh, look, I fought for you and the evil secularist baby-killing homosexual agenda. God. Took it away from you. Elect me again, and I'll keep fighting for you, right?
Yeah, what's going on in your personal life, you creepy fuck?
Meanwhile, you know, he meets with a local contractor who gives him a check for a couple thousand for his campaign.
Yeah, and this dickhead in fucking Alabama and the governor's mansion is tuning in Tokyo.
There you go.
Fucking idiot. It's so dumb. Okay. I mean, really. Okay, we made the official book of the Tennessee.
Ugh, it's so annoying.
The fucking Bible.
Right.
Now what happens? Does God jizz on us? Oh, I don't know. I mean, really. What happens?
The,
so fucking stupid. What the fuck? I can't believe adults would do things like this. I can't believe adults would do this.
It's passed the legislature. I don't believe it's been signed by the governor yet.
God, how the fuck does Obama do his job? Because he's a smart guy. Well, Obama would think this is stupid as fuck, right? Would he have? Would he?
Oh,
What does he say to Michelle about this in private?
They're saying here he should do it. He could veto it politically in a politically savvy way, kind of like Deal tried by saying, look, I love the Bible. The Bible's my favorite book, but I don't believe a religious text that has no Tennessee specific connection should represent the state with so many literary masters who are from there, like Alex Haley, Robert Penn Warren. I mean,
Nobody's reading books in Tennessee.
They're going to make Roots, the Tennessee state book. That's going to happen.
Let's be real. The state book of Tennessee should be like, I don't know.
I think exactly what they made it.
Yeah, the Bible. It should be TV Guide. Wherever the jungle is. State book. Fuck off.
This comes only 2 months after they passed other legislation.
Yeah.
Where they found it important enough to spend time to vote and name the 50 caliber Barrett sniper rifle the state rifle.
That is the most,
Tennessee. What? In February, the Barrett Model 82A1
fucking idiots.
Named alongside the state bird, the mockingbird.
Oh my God!
The state fruit, the tomato.
The tomato.
And the raccoon, the state animal.
Think about it. You're visiting America from England. You know, oh, look, Mom, they have a state gone. What? What's the Bible? God.
My God.
You don't have a moment free from this Sky God bullshit. And if it's not that, it's these fucking guns.
Well, yeah. It's important. You need to protect your Sky God. Yeah. You need to be armed. Protect your God.
I'm going
to
protect my dumb, white, fat daughters from these transgendered people going into the bathroom. And somebody's going to home invade me and take all my shit that I'm paying 24% interest rate on from Best Buy.
But then again, they think they're going after the transgendered community, but it's really the straight community that they're saying are the horrible pervs. Because they're saying it's going to be a straight guy putting on a dress and walking into a bathroom with mirrored shoes to go look up
straight white
stalls.
Guys are pervs. Look at government. Look at all these guys in government.
In Alabama.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to lay it. That guy is that he sounds like Voldemort. He sounds like Barney Miller meets Gollum or something. I don't know why I said Barney Miller. What's his name? What's the guy who played Barney Miller?
The guy who played Barney Miller?
Yeah, he's dead. Hal Linden.
Hal Linden.
Hal Linden meets the Gollum. That's what he sounded like.
Hal Linden reference.
You know, fuck that. No. I'm wrong. Carol O'Connor.
Channing Tatum.
Carol O'Connor beats. Fuck Channing Tatum. Hey, fuck that guy.
Anybody under 60 listening?
Yeah. Carol O'Connor meets Gollum. That's what the governor of Alabama sounds like. He's like, I will lay my hands on your titties. Gross.
When I put my arms on your chest, on your breast.
There's all kinds of shenanigans going on. We got people naming a book for a state. Let's just go wave rattlesnakes around and pray to God. Get bitten, stupid.
So they're trying these laws, which are surely just going to just flame out. And just for kabuki theater, to do exactly what we said. Tell all the people, look, I'm fighting for your Jesus. Elect me again.
I mean, I hear people there saying things like, well, I'll really support him because he cares about my right. And he's a Christian. He cares about my right to worship Jesus no matter what. God.
Meanwhile, he helps vote to make more money for a corporation that relocates out of state or out of the country to save money.
Is Jesus sitting in front of a bathroom checking dicks before someone uses it? I mean, is he? I mean, God, have you lost your minds, you fucking idiots?
So ringing in on what's going on in Mississippi is a voice we hear here frequently on Crab Diving, the voice of the American Family Association, American Family Radio.
This guy's going to be spewing some homophobic shit, right?
Wait till you hear. This is Brian Fisher.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
A giant. He's a hemorrhoid on the anus of society.
Agreed.
Who is,
what's his problem?
Listen to who he invokes that would be way into this anti-LGBT law in Mississippi. This is Brian with a little Brian Fisher with a little history, letting us know exactly who would be voting, who would be all for.
He's such a dipshit.
This anti-LGBT law.
One of the important things that's happened this morning is Governor Phil Bryant of the state of Mississippi signed what is the best in the nation law protecting religious liberty. This is an outstanding bill. Don't believe all the bloviation that you hear out there in the mainstream media. They're calling this a homophobic bill and all that kind of stuff. This is a bill that provides religious protection from heterophobic bigots. This is an anti-discrimination bill. It protects people of faith. It protects people of conscience from invidious discrimination. Civil rights groups.
He's whipping out words.
Flag on the field.
That nobody in Mississippi can understand. This is his home.
Infidious?
This is where he broadcasts from. The American Family Association.
Basement.
The center
happens.
Of the anus where the squirt. Where all these hemorrhoids are is Tupelo.
He lives in Tupelo?
I think Brian Fisher is near Tupelo, Mississippi.
He rents that studio for $75 a month.
That's why he's way into this law.
What's rent like in Tupelo? You think pretty cheap?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Anti-discrimination bill. It protects people of faith. It protects people of conscience from invidious discrimination. civil rights groups ought to love this thing. Remember Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, hey, boy.
Listen, what the fuck?
Hold the phone.
Right-wing nut John brain jiu-jitsu is this guy going to whip out?
The whitest,
how does Martin Luther King support this?
The whitest, most bigoted, homophobic, misogynistic, theocratic ass wipe, possibly in Tupelo.
Oh, yeah.
Is about to invoke
Martin Luther King.
You think there's worse in Tupelo than Brian Fisher?
Please, you're out of your mind. Just think about what you're saying. Just think about it. We're talking about Mississippi, dude. This isn't Paris.
Well, it's the Paris of Mississippi, isn't it?
By the way, you can get in Starkville, Mississippi, wherever the fuck that is, you can get a 3-bedroom townhouse for $670 a month. Oh, God, I hate L.A. Fuck me. Oh, my God. You can get 65 acres of... you can rent 65 acres of land. There's nothing on it. There's not one fucking thing on it.
The American Family Association is in Tupelo, by the
way. Dude, you can rent 65 acres of land. There's nothing on it. It's undeveloped. $100 a month.
In Tupelo?
Yeah. No, in... I don't know. Sardis, Mississippi, I think it's a smaller area.
Just a bunch of skeletons of black people buried
on
your... Don't worry about that. That's a bonus. It makes the potatoes creepy. Grow better.
How creepy. Remember? Could you imagine camping out in the middle of nowhere in Tupelo? No. Just fucking drunk-ass rednecks hee-hawing around in their fucking trucks, bear.
I mean, was it just my liberal pussy-tude? Or was it... Did you get like a weird vibe when we were driving across country and we had to stop for gas?
Yes.
In that one tiny little shit ass hole in Mississippi where I took the picture of the truck that had the giant 8-foot stars and bars hanging from it and don't tread on me hanging out of the back of the pickup truck.
Do you remember the one place in Mississippi or maybe it was Alabama? It was fucking tiny. We stopped to get for gas. People pick up their mail from that gas station that live in that area.
Oh, that's right, right. Yeah, there were people driving to the gas station to pick up their mail.
They live on the continent of North fucking America. I'm going to the goddamn gas station to get my goddamn mail. Imagine the conversations around that gas station now.
Oh, I was there for some of them when they came in.
An anti-discrimination bill. It protects people of faith. It protects people of conscience from invidious discrimination. Civil rights groups ought to love this thing. Remember, Martin Luther King Jr. was all about protecting rights of conscience. That's what drove him. Right of conscience and protecting the right of conscience. Martin Luther King Jr. would be ecstatic with this bill.
Oh, my God.
Where's the buzzer?
See, they love to...
That's a buzzer moment.
Wrong. They love to invoke MLK and say that he would hate the homos like the rest of us.
But listen to what he said, though. The word he used, he described Martin Luther King would be ecstatic over this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right word? Is that the word?
Ecstatic.
He would be just overjoyed. Ecstatic.
And where there are, a lot of African Americans who are anti-gay.
Over the moon.
Most of the civil rights leaders have evolved and recognized that, I mean, the major civil rights leaders from that time have evolved to realize that, you know what, gay people have civil rights too and need civil rights too. And the more you subjugate any group and take away rights, then they come for you.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm next.
So the taking away of rights is just, here's some more Brian Fisher.
He would love this bill. Everybody that cares about civil rights and the First Amendment should love this bill because...
Except if you're gay or transgendered.
Martin Luther King was like, this bill is fabulous.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I love it.
It protects people of Christian faith from bigotry.
Oh, my God.
There is nobody's...
Holy shit. The Christian jiu-jitsu... that they're wielding where it's like, it's bigotry. You're being bigoted to us.
I'm a victim.
From hatred and from discrimination. So this is a great bill, ladies and gentlemen. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe all the bloviation out there in the media. This is a great bill. It protects Christians from heterophobic discrimination.
heterophobic discrimination. So now wanting gay people to just have equal fucking rights, just be equal.
Heterophobic.
Is now heterophobic discrimination.
Fuck you. That's amazing.
And bigotry and hatred. Mississippi is now the safest place in America for the exercise of religious liberty. The First Amendment is safer now today because of this bill in the state of Mississippi than anywhere in the country.
And the rest of the country is now hanging up a big sign surrounding Mississippi. Don't go in this fucking back ass state. So enjoy your religious freedom, you asshole.
Yeah.
You fucking Christian Taliban who want to take over the country. Dominionist dickwad. And enjoy your little hole in Mississippi, because the rest of the country, the adults, are going to stop dealing with your back ass word selves.
You know, and also, too, I mean, there's no... If they're just building a world for straight white people, and that's what it seems like these people want, who wants to go there? Who's going to want to go there and spend money there anyway? I mean, it's totally not diverse. It's not interesting.
Have you been to Branson?
Oh, God. You know, I haven't. What is that like? Seriously, what is Branson like? Is it a lot of avant-garde theater there?
I was through.
Does Bjork have a room there?
It's really interesting. It's really interesting. What? Oh, I got to save that for
Friday. Let me ask you something. I just thought of an amazing idea for Bjork. There's no way you wouldn't go to this. Bjork gets her own room in Las Vegas.
Oh, I would
see the Bjork Vegas show. Bjork. I wonder why she doesn't do that. Hey, Bjork, I have an idea. She lives in Iceland.
Wait, is it the Backstreet Boys? No, which ones? The Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yeah. Mariah Carey has her own gig.
Testing the waters.
Oh, yeah.
For having their own residency there in Vegas.
Just do it. What's wrong with it? Fucking What's-Her-Face has it.
Well, they're going to do a few shows and see if anybody shows up. And if people show up for the Backstreet Boys, then they'll get a room.
They go see goddamn Carrot Top.
And make tons of money.
Oh, my God. Tons of money.
And this time get larger panties thrown up at them on the stage.
I got taken out by a pair of fucking...
Granny panties flung up onto the stage.
I thought it was a car cover with a G-string.
So what did Donald Trump say about Megyn Kelly?
We can use your bra. Your bra is a car bra. I got my car bra mixed up with my bra.
Bra.
What? Megyn Kelly is what?
I think Donald Trump said something about
what an idiot.
Megyn Kelly's face.
No. Oh, jeez. What's wrong with her face?
I'm a former journalist. I've won many, many awards. When I saw the question that Megyn Kelly asked you in the first debate, what bothered me about the question, and I see why it bothered you, is that there was no context. Was it fair to ask you about this battle with Rosie or that thing that you said in The Apprentice? Maybe, but only if you form it in context.
Oh, this guy sounds like he is a sympathizer.
Oh, it sounds like he's got so much Trump dick in his mouth. Oh.
Somebody... Radio host Joe Pags, P-A-G-S. I never heard
what
of this.
What a douche. Pags. Hey, Pags. Joey!
iHeartRadio. It's
oh,
on.
Yes. That very conservative. That's what Limbaugh was on.
If there was no context there. Had she
I said it was a disgusting question. Well, it was almost a statement more than a question.
No, you're right. I agree with you. But let me just wrap around this because I think you'll get where I'm going. Had she said to you, Rosie O'Donnell made fun of you on The View, and then you reacted, do you want to defend your reaction? Or when you were on The Apprentice, it said something of Brandy, who's a former model and whatever, and it was a different context. Do you want to comment on that? But it wasn't presented that way. It was presented that you're a misogynist. And I understand why you reacted that way. Had she formed the question the way I just did, would it have been okay?
Would have been much different, and I think it would have been okay. You know, when they went to Brandy, who's a wonderful person, she didn't say, she said, oh, I didn't know that was on. I never really knew. Does it bother you? No, not at all. And it was part of entertainment.
Right.
What are you going to do? Right. So, you know, there was a lot of it. They don't hear that. They hear the horrible question with that face that was so angry.
Right.
You know, it was also, you know,
that face that was so angry on Megyn Kelly.
She had a case of the angry face.
That puss.
She looked at me. She looked so angry. And it was a hit job. You know,
it was out of context. There was no context there.
Oh, listen to that asshole. Yeah, oh, yeah. It was totally out of context, Mr. Trump.
What a load.
Total out of context.
Dealing with him on any kind of fucking professional level or just
Trump.
Working with it. No, this guy, this interviewer.
Oh, that guy.
Blowhard.
Target contacts.
Shut up.
Totally in context, Mr. God, Trump.
Damn. He's like, shove it up your ass, dude.
The check out our Facebook page, by the way, yes. facebook.com/crabdiving. You can see that story from BuzzFeed where they took away Trump's tan. I mean, you know, try to keep your lunch down when you take a look at that, because it really is just fucking creepy as hell. If you take the tan away from him and just leave him this pink bloviated, this pink bloated. Now I'm saying bloviated because
bloviated.
Of Brian Fisher. Bloviated. Now the last news here, breaking news, is that Trump has flip-flopped yet again. You know, he came out and said that women should be punished.
Okay.
There should be some kind of punishment.
Gosh.
Then, was it later that day or the next day, he was like, well, no, the doctors. You should punish the doctors. Okay. Punish the doctors. Now, this is from the same interview. This is from this Joe Pags guy.
So we're just punishing the doctors. What do we do, throw rocks at them?
But now it sounds like he's saying, again, he doesn't see the big deal in what he said, that women should be punished if they have an abortion.
Many people say that the difference in Wisconsin is because of that ridiculous question that Chris Matthews asked you. I'm not going to ask you the question because it was hypothetical and it was stupid. I really don't believe the question had any merit whatsoever, and the guy's not a journalist. But having said that...
Do you think abortion, if it's illegal, should there be a punishment for the woman? That's a pretty significant... That's not...
Yes.
That's not hypothetical, like... What if the aliens land somewhere near the Ark in Tennessee,
right,
for where Ken Ham is? Will you call out the National Guard?
Absolutely.
That's a silly speculation.
They think abortion should be illegal.
This is a very important question. Oh, you know, Mr. Trump. God, this guy. How can he even speak with the Trump cum drizzling off his glottis or whatever the hell?
It takes practice.
Why continue to go on any NBC property after what CNBC did in that one debate that was disgusting? And then you go on MSNBC and you have to expect to be attacked. Why even go? It only benefits them. How does it benefit you?
It was a hypothetical question. A lot of people thought my answer was excellent, by the way. Okay. There were a lot of people thought that was a very good answer. It was a...
Yeah, a lot of heinous Christo-fascist mullahs who want to strap a woman down if she's raped by her uncle and force her to have the baby.
This white supremacist group doing robocalls on your behalf, you dickhead. A lot of people think you're fabulous.
It was a hypothetical question. I didn't see any big deal, and then all of a sudden there was somewhat of a storm. And, you know, it's interesting. And this morning I'm hearing two hosts on television that were critical. And they said, well, we really thought his first answer was very good. And yet, when you get, because you can't.
We thought his first answer, punish the bitches.
Yes.
We thought that first answer was perfect. What host is he talking about? Was he watching Newsmax, or was he watching
Pat Robertson?
WND TV. Yeah, or Pat Robertson.
He was watching Jim Baker and whoever his fucking wife is sell that shitty.
Yes.
Dehydrated soup. Is there any new thing from this?
There's a new Jim Baker.
Oh, really?
We don't have that much time,
though. We got to play it tomorrow. That's a good one.
I was going to save it for Faithless Friday.
Oh, save it for Faithless Friday.
It's a good Jim Baker.
But it's
another
only,
use for the
it's only Tuesday.
Buckets.
Oh, really?
It's another,
God.
It's another use for the buckets. The last one was the shit.
Yeah.
You can take a shit in these giant buckets when you order 50 pounds of powdered chicken parm.
Imagine your audience is so stupid, you get to tell them what to do with a bucket.
Yeah. Here's the rest of this Trump clip before we have to leave.
Can't win. We thought it was good. What was wrong with his first answer, et cetera, et cetera? And I heard a pastor, who's a fantastic pastor, saying, well, you know, if you think about it, his first answer was right.
Well, you're...
He's talking about... We played the clips of all these assholes.
Right.
Coach fucking Dave said he was right. Remember?
That's insane.
I heard a pastor, fantastic pastor. He said, oh, you know, he was right. He's right.
A lot of right-wing nut jobs agree with me.
So how, I can't imagine.
Disgusting.
The Donald. I really think that the theory floated yesterday that he's attempting to self-immolate because he doesn't want to be president. I don't think it's that crazy.
Right. He does. It's not fun anymore for him.
I don't think it's that crazy. If he's, again, flip-flopping on...
Yeah. Come on, let Donald have fun. Give him a journalist to beat up.
On whether to,
God,
yeah.
Please. He's bored now.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it's just about the end here. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a big day because we'll have the results.
No shit.
And, you know, it's a very important contest going on in Wisconsin because it's pretty pivotal on both sides. Bernie needs to win and win big.
Right.
And to continue going. And the Donald, if he gets a big win, I would think he's almost probably assured of the nomination on the first vote.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't get a big win, and if Ted Lee Cruz, who's winning in all the polls,
fuck likes that guy.
But then it's more likely that we're going to have a contested convention, which means lots of news here on Crab Diving.
Do they let cows vote in Wisconsin or no?
Real cows? That's about it for today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, live 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. You can always tweet us, Crab Diving. Go to our Facebook, all of our social media. We're on Instagram. Lots of fun everywhere. Don't forget, if you're going to buy something on Amazon, go through our hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ooh, helps us out.
Yes.
Doesn't cost you anything. We'd appreciate it. If you're going to get some books, hey, Neil Gaiman or any other book, download it. A couple of free ones, crabdiving.com/Audible.
Learn something.
Then don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Follow his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow with Wisconsin results, don't you know?
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.